Hello everyone, welcome back to I Have No Idea, the podcast where we take baby steps through life so we can grow and glow. So today's episode is going to be episode 12, 12th episode, 12th month, last month of the year, last month and year in a decade. So it's a lot of stuff ending, and not to sound cliche, but endings can be good sometimes, because right after an ending, there is a beginning or a rebirth or just a fresh start. So with this podcast, well, not this podcast, with this episode, I wanted to reflect on the stuff that I've learned and the space that I'm in as the year closes out. What's today? The 26th. So it's the day after Christmas. So my math is horrible. We have 5 days to the new year? Yeah, okay. Anyway, so like I said, I want to just reflect the space I'm in, what I've learned over this, I guess, decade and this year. And next year I'm turning 30, so it's kind of like a road to 30. What have we learned? What are we working on type of deal? So let's jump right into it. I made a list. So if it sounds like I'm reading off something, it's because I want to have things, you know, in order. And I don't want to be all over the place, because I feel like I'd be all over the place sometimes. So, bling, working on that. Anyway, so the first thing, well, I'll probably try to group these into, let me turn my wipers on before I can't see shit. I'm going to group the first couple of bullets into just one. Let me just read them off first so y'all can get a feel. So the first couple of bullets are as follows. The space I'm in will also include not bringing up heavy conversations. There's a reason. Not doing emotional legwork and not putting up with people who can yell but they can't communicate or express their feelings in a better way, you know. So I want to group all three of those things together. Let me say them again: not bringing up heavy conversations, not doing emotional legwork, and not putting up with people who can yell but they can't express their emotions when it comes time to have like those heart-to-heart talks. It's like, damn, where'd the energy go? Anyway, so I want to group all that together because I found myself in a place where I was doing a lot of like emotional legwork, pulling teeth, trying to get conversation started. And it was one of those things where I was like, damn, I know the conversation needs to be had, and you know, they may not be the best at, not like I'm the best at bringing up heavy conversations, but I know it needs to be done, so someone has to do it, because you know, I want the relationship to progress. And you know, do any healing that it can't do. So I found myself being the one initiating and pulling teeth and trying to see what someone is saying, you know, just, you know, giving space. And it really made me tired. It made me really exhausted, because I felt like, you know, damn, I gotta do this. It felt like it should have been a two-person thing, and a lot of times it felt like I was the only one. So that's one of the spaces I'm in. I'm like, I'm not saying I'm not going to bring up anything, but what I am saying is I'm not the only person that feels something that needs to be brought up. And if I am the only person, then that's a whole nother story. But anyway, and you know, like I said, I grouped them together. So not doing the emotional legwork, that was tiresome. I was doing a lot of that, because like I said, repeating myself, it was just a bunch of things that needed to be said and a bunch of things that needed to be addressed. And I was like, hey, let's, you know, address this. But the space I'm in now with that is everyone has their own time, and everyone has their own way of doing things. And who am I to push what I think you need to talk about, you know, on you? Like, I feel like it's a healthy balance between bringing up stuff and letting people be people. But I'm trying to find that balance currently, because I don't want to not bring up things that need to be brought up and the relationship kind of like dies, but then I don't want to be always in that position to feel obligated because someone else isn't, you know, doing this work with me. So I guess it's like a fine line, and you have to know what people to work on that stuff with. Like, if you like for me, I found myself doing a lot of the work by myself. So now I'm taking a step back and I'm seeing and I'm watching to see, are things going to be brought up? And if they aren't, then I know, hey, I was definitely doing a lot of the legwork. And hey, if it don't matter to you, it don't matter to me. I mean, that's the saying, or that's how I'm supposed to feel, but I really don't, because I'm like, damn, we really need to talk about this. And I guess it really sucks that you don't care enough to bring it up. And just sitting back watching, knowing that, hey, this is serious, and knowing someone is right there with you, but they're not like addressing an issue, it kind of sucks. Because it's like, damn, I guess you really are cool with this affecting us like this. And it's not making us happy, so... Alright, point taken. So, I wrapped all those up to in one, because I feel like it was basically the same, or touching on... They were all for lack of a better word, they were all in the same space. So, moving right along. Listening and not speaking. Now, I put that down because the space I'm in, I'm realizing and acknowledging that I have a problem with cutting people off in conversations. I really, really do. I know I've said this before, but like I said, I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day, and you constantly have to do the work. So I'm, you know, doubling down on that, and I'm trying to be more quiet than talking. I'm trying to shut the hell up. So work with me, people. And if you can't work with me because it's too irritating, then do you, boo. And also, when I do speak, I put this down as well. When I do speak, I'm learning not to go as deep. Because everyone isn't looking for a deep conversation. Everyone isn't, you know, looking to go beyond what they're trying to go beyond. So, or where they're trying to go. So, I know for me, I was going very deep into subjects because, I mean, I'm a sponge for knowledge. So when something interesting comes up, I would immediately be like, oh, this is the space to talk about this. Yes, finally. But I'm realizing that you don't have to always go as deep. And to know your audience. I feel like that's something I'm learning as well. I'm learning to recognize which audience will be welcoming of the deepness. Not like deep like, oh, I'm so spiritually deep, but like really into a subject to the point where you're like dissecting it and picking it apart and really trying to get to the nitty gritty. I'm learning and accepting and owning that every audience isn't that audience, and sometimes you keep it on the surface. So meh. Alright. Let me see. Now, this was a doozy. This next one on my list is doing things that make me happy again. Because I wasn't doing that. I was so wrapped up in these situations that I'm in that they kind of like bogged me down and kind of like held me back from doing the things I love. Like, my life just got wrapped up in duty and service instead of living. So that's another space I'm in, and something else I'm learning, that you really do have to continue to do things that bring you joy. Like, no matter how stressful a situation is, squeezing something. For me, that was getting back into mixed martial arts and just working out in general and getting back to yoga. So that's another thing I'm learning, to always keep a little of you or something that you love in the mix. And it doesn't matter what's going on. You can find a little time. Just look at your schedule. See what you can do. It don't have to be anything big. But, you know, it could be... Maybe you like baking cookies. Make a couple of cookies or something. Just an example. All right. Now, this next one is something that I've been working on, or I've been realizing. I can't say I've been working on. I've just been, a lot of this year, shoot, this decade has been realizing things and not getting mad at them. Or realizing things and not getting mad that I can't change them, or not getting mad that they're not the way I would like them. You know, basically being like, okay, Selena, you spoiled, but get a grip. So, I'm sorry. I'm trying to, like, do 15,000 things at once. So, the next thing on the list is, when you're doing the work, like, you know, just trying to face yourself, look at the man or the woman in the mirror, it can get pretty lonely if you find yourself being the only one diving headfirst into doing the work. I feel like we all work on ourselves at our own pace. There are definitely people who have more of a lackadaisical, you know, I'll get to it when I get to it, style of working on things. And then there are people who they see a problem and they're like, okay, I gotta work on this. So I'm learning to basically put myself around like-minded individuals, because it can get pretty lonely if you look around and you're like, you know, I'm working on this, I'm trying, y'all have said this, you know you're not like, every time someone says something you're like, oh, I'm gonna work on it, but you are taking a, let me see the word I'm looking for, you are taking heed to what everyone is saying. So You're kind of just like, hey, I realize what you're saying, and I realize what I'm seeing and doing and what I'm saying. So you're kind of putting the pedal to the metal when it comes to working on yourself. So what I realized was it was getting kind of lonely, because I felt like the loved ones around me weren't going head first. It kind of felt like it took some convincing, like, hey, you know, you do this. you know, you do this, and it's been going on for years. It seemed like it took a lot of saying that type of stuff, instead of, dang, I see what you're saying, you know, let me do something about it. But I'm also understanding that, hey, everyone has their own tempo, and either you get jiggy with it or you get lost. You definitely don't add more stress to them already trying to work on themselves. So, understanding and acknowledging. So, but I do want to say this. When you're working on yourself very diligently, and you're surrounded, or you're a group, you don't really have anyone to practice those skills you're acquiring by working on yourself. You really don't have anyone to play tennis with. So, it's kind of like you want to play tennis and no one knows how to play with you. So it's kind of just horrible matchup of skills. And you have these new skills that produce more positive effects. So it's just a horrible match that you have to play, or that sometimes it seems like you're forced to play, because you just don't have anyone else to play with that's on your skill level. And definitely not trying to sound better than anyone, or just, you know, anything like that. Just acknowledging the facts. When you're working on yourself, you can level up and be on a different level than other people. I know it sounds horrible, but that's what it is. So I hate saying like the ugly stuff like that, but I feel like it needs to be acknowledged. So my point was that when you're working on yourself at a certain level, it can get lonely when you don't have anyone to practice or, you know, play with. So that's something else I'm learning and acknowledging. And, you know, working through, working on, working with, I don't know. Something's being worked. So, also, I told you I'm doing like 17,000 things at once. And one of those things is driving. I don't know. Maybe it's the Gemini in me. But it's always a challenge for me to do more than one thing at a time. Like, especially groceries. I'm trying to get all the bags at once. I just got to prove to myself that I can do it. I don't know. It's a thing. So, one of the other spaces or another space that I'm in is addressing my insecurities, because I feel like our insecurities can get out of control and they can really interfere with our life. Like, they can really keep us from going places, keep us from doing things, or keep us from going into new possibilities or new opportunities. So I told myself I need to get in front of the problem instead of getting behind it. I need to be more of an action-oriented person than a reaction-oriented person when it comes to these insecurities. So one way insecurities was getting in my way of shit living was I had a very bad insecurity about my skin. I have eczema and I have like very acne prone breakout skin on my face, so it makes things like getting ready very hard sometimes, and I have to learn, you know, what works for me and what doesn't work for me, and just come up with a routine that was fast, efficient, and it helped me feel and look amazing in my eyes. So, and that came from college, because in high school I didn't have the whole teenage acne thing. My acne actually came in college. So I went through everything from Clean and Clear to Clearasil to Noxzema, and that's actually where I started like experimenting with like essential oils and different oils and organic products, and I finally landed on some things. So addressing my insecurities definitely helped me become more confident in the skin that I'm in. So it's definitely helping. It can be kind of scary, but I definitely am feeling this getting ahead of the problem instead of just reacting to something that has already happened. So it's helping. That's the space I'm in with that. Now, this next one is a doozy, and it is turning my negative thoughts into positive thoughts. And I say it's a doozy because, like I said previously, I'm trying to like stay to be careful saying these words, because y'all just don't know how many times I've recorded this podcast. It's been trying. But anyway. Now, I said turning my negative thoughts into positive thoughts has been a doozy because, like I said earlier, I'm in some situations that can be stressful. So I'm learning how to manage those. And my thoughts had turned kind of negative about the situation. So it had just really taken over and got to a place where I was just like, damn, I'm thinking pretty negatively, like, constantly. And if I'm thinking negatively, then my actions are negative, my speech is negative, my energy is negative. So I just had to start listening to mantras and start writing positive affirmations. And when I catch a negative thought, I'm immediately like, nope, brain, ego, we're not doing this today. I'm literally talking like in my head, like, no, girl, not today. We're not having these thoughts. You had maybe a couple of months on me, but no. And I also think that's the fight that you have to fight. Like, when people say doing the work is hard, that's a part of that hardness. Like, you really do have to talk to yourself and catch your thoughts and say, no, we're not thinking like that. We're thinking like this. We're moving on from that. Okay, it sucks. Okay, it's not the best situation. Okay, it can be stressful. But what can we do to make it better? Because complaining and having these negative thoughts, they weren't helping me. And I honestly just got tired. I was like, girl, you with your negative thoughts. Like, come on. Girl, like, the situation sucks. Like I said, there's nothing you can do, but what can we do to make it better? And that's why I've been trying to focus on doing what I love, getting back into things. And actually, that kind of segues into this. That's why I was getting the next thing on the space I'm in and what I'm learning is getting back into meditation and yoga. And it's helping with those negative thoughts as well, because meditation for me is like a gift to myself. It's like I'm giving myself the time that I don't give myself normally. So I'm taking this 10 minutes, I'm taking this 20 minutes, I'm taking this 30 minutes, I'm taking this however long I need for me. And I'm giving these thoughts in my head time to present themselves, state their case, and then it's literally next case. Okay, you've had your time, now we're finna go into something positive. Especially if it's a negative thought, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give you your time to come to the podium and express yourself, but that's negative, and we're gonna change this, so adios. And I literally just go on from thought to thought. And I know a lot of people think meditation is like having a clear head, you're not thinking about anything, but I tend to think it's more so of a time for you to arrange your thoughts and address some thoughts that you're having or some feelings that you're having. So it's literally, for me time to do what's best for me and go through my thoughts and shuffle through them, get them in order, and change them up if I need to. And that's the same with yoga. It's more of a workout meditation for me. Like, I'm focusing on inhale one movement, outhale one movement, inhale one movement, exhale the next. I don't know where outhale came from. Maybe it's a new word. But it definitely gives me that time to just focus on the now. And that's something that I wasn't doing for a very long time. I was always either in the past or in the future, but I wasn't living for the now. I was surviving, but I wasn't living. So now, that was another space that I'm in, getting back into my yoga and my meditation and turning my thoughts from negative into positive. This next thing is, I should have grouped this with the others at the beginning, but I guess it just slipped in my head when I was making this list. The next thing is, I'm understanding that I cannot do the work for others. I can simply provide the tools that can help them and love and support them from the side while they fight their battles. And for me, that was pretty hard because I'm just like, but if I can help, I want to help and I want to be there. And I learned that that's good, that, you know, I want to be there and that I want to help. That's what you're supposed to do for your loved ones. But I was taking on more of the battle than I should have. And I was a little too invested in the progress and where they were with it. So I came off very strong. I came off too opinionated. And I came off based on my experience and projecting that onto them. And it didn't, I'm going to say it didn't help, because that was too forceful. I should have been more passive in just my support and my love. So that's something that I've learned, and that's another space that I'm in. So it was a doozy learning that, but that also goes into understanding that everyone is experiencing the world and relationships and people in their own way. So that, you know, also goes into dealing with it their own way, healing from it in their own way, and addressing it in their own way. So I'm learning, I guess the overall theme, maybe I'm staying in my lane. I'm staying in my lane. I'm letting people stay in theirs. And if they need help, I'm more than willing to help, but I'm not going to be driving your car. I just came. And I mean, it took a while to get there, but I'm definitely glad that I'm arriving every day. So, work in progress. And a big thing for me was, oof, child, I don't even want to say this, but, you know, you got to speak things. You have to speak things out to take the power away from it, take the scariness away from it. So, here we go. This, jeez, it's pretty hard to say because I don't know, it's just, I don't want to sound weak, but that's something that I got to shed, so let's do this. Another space that I'm in is working through my fear of abandonment. That was causing me to overextend myself in a way that I was overextending myself looking for the love and acceptance. And I've realized, I definitely have realized that that's not the way that things should be. And my fear of abandonment started like years ago, like decades. Gosh, I can say decades. I'm old. But it started decades ago. And I've been noticing, and I know I've said it if you listen to my other episodes or listen to other episodes. I know I brought it up before. It's still hard to talk about. The reason it's so hard to talk about is because I guess I don't want to admit that it has such a hold on me that I was hurting myself looking for something when I should have been looking for it inside myself. I guess it's that thing of, damn, why did I have to go through that? Or why did I do that to myself? Or why did I let myself be used like that? It's really not being mad at others. Because, I mean, people are going to use you in the way that you present yourself. So, I mean, yes, it's, you know, jerky behavior, because I feel like we should all realize, you know, what we're doing, especially to ourselves and others. But I have to take responsibility and say I shouldn't have put myself in those positions to overextend myself, giving people the thought or the illusion that this was genuine when it was really coming from a fear of abandonment. Like, so I'm understanding more and more that it's so important to be genuine. Even if no one likes you, or even if people think you're difficult, or even if people think you're hard to work with or hard to deal with, it's so important to be genuine, because the more you're yourself and genuine and honest, if people can't deal with it, that's a blessing. Because you just eliminated someone that, if you were being fake or not being genuine, they probably would have stuck around longer. And it probably would have got worse and worse and worse. But by being genuine and honest, that person can say, hey, I can't get jiggy with you. And you can say, okay, cool. No hard feelings. This is me. You can't get jiggy with it. Go find someone you can get jiggy with. But I think it's beauty in that too, because there's no time wasted. It's literally like, I know how you are, you know how I am. We can't get jiggy with each other. Cool. I think it gets confusing when you're not genuine and honest. And then it starts to unravel, and then both parties are like, well, who the fuck is this? And who the fuck are, oh. It's too much time wasted in situations like this. So I'm learning to be genuine. Either I can do it or I can't. And as far as overextending myself, I'm taking a huge step back when it comes to that. I do what I can. And that's all I can do. And I'm doing this out of love. I'm doing this being genuine. And I feel like that's the best thing I can do for others. As far as me just overextending, secretly looking for some type of recognition, or just secretly looking for some type of love through overextending, I feel like that's how bitterness and resentment builds. I can't even say feel. I know that's how bitterness and resentment builds. So I'm learning to just be completely, be more and more authentic, be more and more tongue-tied, be more and more accepting of myself, because it just makes it better for everyone. If we all know who we're truly dealing with and who we truly are, I just feel like things get better. So learning how to work through my fear of abandonment and get better with it, and not let it take control of me as much as it has in the past. So, and I also, you know, the space I'm in, I know I've said this before, but further acknowledging that I could be a person that holds grudges. I'm not going to say I am anymore, because I'm working through it. So I don't want to constantly be in that space where I was. Because where I wasn't admitting it. So I'm doing a little better. And learning that the grudges that I was holding was not really for anything. Not really. I mean, anger field. Why me field? It shouldn't happen to me because of XYZ field. But when you look past all of that, it's just like, dang, that was just a lot of holding of negativity. And it's just like, I don't want to do that no more. It's not really helping. So that's another space that I'm in as we close out this year and this decade and this month. So, told you it was some doozies. But I really like when it comes to the grudges thing. I really got tired, because I guess another thing about holding grudges is you. Or I guess my take on holding grudges is you kind of hold on to the grudge, hoping that it'll be a change in that person or the situation. And the more you don't see a change, the angrier you get, and the more tightly you hold on to the grudge. So it all kind of wraps up in, and it, I guess it, well, it does stem from me reading the four agreements. And one of the agreements was, everyone's experiencing the world, or everyone is dreaming their own dream and experiencing the world according to that. So it helps me release. It helps me see that some things weren't done to harm me, and that sometimes you can just get caught in a crossfire of an eternal battle that people are fighting every day. So a lot of times it has nothing to do with you. Sometimes it's just you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Maybe you're in their life at the wrong time. Maybe they should have fixed on some things or worked on some things before you came in there. So, and vice versa. Maybe you're hurting people. Can't even say maybe. We hurt people. We can't go through this life and be like, I don't hurt nobody. Folks just hurting me. No, baby. Whether directly or indirectly, we're hurting people. That's why it's important to work on yourself, because hurt people hurt people. And sometimes we don't even know that we're hurting others, because sometimes people aren't going to say it. And sometimes we're so engulfed in our own world and our own struggles and our own lives that we don't see what we're doing. And sometimes even if it's brought up to, sometimes if it's brought to our attention, we still can't acknowledge it, because we're not in that place and we're not ready for that. And I feel like that's why sometimes you get those angry responses from people when you're just trying to have a conversation. It's like, hey, you're doing this to me and it hurts my feelings and I don't like it. And when you get those explosive responses, it kind of makes you feel like, oh my God, what did I do? What you did was you brought up something that they're not ready for. They're not ready to hear that. They're not ready to own that. Or they might just flat out not agree with you and get angry that you even suggested it. So it could be a number of things. You just have to know who you're dealing with and when to bring stuff up. So, let's see. This list is like long, long. What was I doing when I was writing this list? My goodness. I must have really been thinking. Oh, on to the next. Just for another space I'm in is, and this ties into it too. Maybe I was going on with a theme as I was writing these notes, because they really do tie into each other. Anyway, releasing all that no longer serves me. I would never forget, what was that lady's name? I'll never forget the saying, but I definitely forgot the lady's name who said it. I was working at a place, and I heard her say, I'm gonna release that. Or it was just some type of way she said it. No, she said, I'm free of that. And I was like, you free of this? This sounds like one of those wise, older black lady things. And I was like, what was that? And she just kept saying it. Like, when people would come into our training class and, like, just try to cause confusion. Maybe they needed the room or something in the room. You know, just little things. She'd be like, child, I'm free of that. I ain't worried about it. And I would, it just kind of just stuck with me. And then I started seeing in a spiritual community, release all that no longer serves me. So it kind of just, I was like, I like that. I'm going to start using it. So it's something that I've been doing, just releasing the muck and the negativity and just trying to be level-headed and chilled out. Because like I said, these situations that I'm in, they were causing me so much stress and caused me to be so angry that I just got tired of it. And I was like, you know what? It doesn't have to be like this. I don't have to be angry all the time. Yeah, like I said, and I've said it more than one time, more than twice, more than three times. yeah, they suck, but I mean, to harp down on something that sucks, you kind of look crazy after a while. So, I mean, insanity is, if I have this definition correct, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different outcome. You know what the fuck is going to happen. So, what are we doing? So, another space that I'm in is releasing all that no longer serves me and understanding what doesn't serve me. Now, this is anything that doesn't serve me. Relationships, stress, shit, bills and debt. Just anything that's not bringing me joy, I'm learning how to release it. Because, I mean, it's not doing me any good, so what's the point of it being here? Another space that I'm in is realizing that it's just so much life out here. Like, I'm finding myself on Instagram following, like, travel pages. And I'm just like, fuck. Like, look at that. Like, look at these caves and islands and, you know, just these places. And I'm just sitting here like, I remember literally, I think I was talking to my friend. And we were like, just thinking of these things, thinking of these places that we want to go and just these trips. And I was like, I'm just sitting here bogged down by this bullshit. And I could be swimming with fucking dolphins. I'm sitting here bogged down by this BS and stressed out about this crap. And I could literally be walking through France. I mean, it just dawned on me one day, and it just came through so powerful. It was just like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, I'm in Memphis stressed out about bullshit. Like, when I just really thought about it, I was just like, California, I mean, Machu Picchu, Mexico, Canada, Hong Kong, like Tokyo, like, I'm just thinking about all these places, Ghana, like, Nigeria, like, I'm thinking about all these places just, like, and I'm sitting up here bogged down and tied down to this bullshit. Like, I'm just literally, like, I'm, like, in a funny way, I was getting mad at myself, like, you are an idiot. Like, you could literally be out here, like, experiencing all this stuff, and you, are you serious? You literally just sitting here. And it sounds silly, but it's literally one of my focuses. Like, I literally just made a collection on Instagram that says travel. And whenever I come across something, I just put it in their folder. I just put it in there. And I'm just like, this is something that I want to see. This is something that I want to experience. I've experienced this stuff here. It sucks. And, I mean, while it sucks, I'm going to make the best of it. And I'm not going to, like, sit here and complain about it. I know I'm going to get to those places that I want to get to. Shit, I've done everything else I've wanted to. So it's just like, why hold on to this stuff? Why keep replaying these things? Why get bogged down? Why hold in all this negativity when I could be focusing all that energy into learning from my mistakes and getting to some nice ass destinations? Like, you know, like, even taking the friends and the family, like, come on, really? We really finna just sit here while all this life is out there to experience. So, while I know it sounds so simple, it really did just light a fire under me to continue going after everything I want. So, that's another space that I'm in. And all, as always, I'm always in a space of trying to learn and understand people more. And just see how to work better with them where they are. Instead of trying to change them. Like, where you at? Just let me know where you are. And for example, are you a talker? Do you have to talk about things? Or do you just like to move on? Let me know. I don't know what to do. I'm not going to sit here and be going nuts trying to catch hints and things. So, I'm understanding that everyone is different, and we all experience everything differently and based on what we've experienced. So it's just more of that. I'm eating, taking in, absorbing more of that, because it just helps me. It helps me just be like, you know, don't get too bent out of shape about things, because it's really not about me in so many ways. Like, it's really about what they're going through and what they're experiencing. Like, that's something else the four agreements taught me, is to not take anything personal, because it's usually an internal battle or something else going on that has nothing to do with you. So continuing to eat from that cake, and it is definitely helping. And that is basically, that was everything. I can't believe I got through it, so that's cool. But anyway, those are the spaces that I'm in, and I'm glad that I'm in these spaces, because before I got to these spaces, it was a lot of mental stress on me and a lot of just stuff that I had placed on my back. I'm not going to say that people were just placing things on me. Like I said, I was overextending myself. So people could have thought I was up to it, or I had the energy, or I had the space for it. And shoot, that's the space that I'm in now. I'm letting people know my capacity for things. Like I said earlier, I can do this, I can do that. Sorry, I'm letting you know. If you need me to take you to work, you might ask me, hey, can you take me to work and pick me up? I might say, I can take you, but I can't pick you up. And that's where the problem ends for me. You might have to find a ride. I'm telling you what I can do. You might think I can pick you up after work, whatever. But I'm telling you what I can do. Me, I know what I can do. No one else knows what I can do but me. And I'm learning how to say no. I'm just learning how to place firm boundaries. And my boundaries were shaky, because I was like, I don't want anyone to feel like I'm mean, or I don't want anyone to feel like I'm, you know, not there. So my boundaries would collapse and not be really firm. And then I would get upset when people would overstep their bounds with me, and I'll be like, no, I put this up. And I had to realize, you put it up, but it was made out of fucking paper. It was real flimsy, and it really wasn't tacked up there really good. You really didn't have it up. I really just had it up with like tape, and folks were just coming through. So now I'm learning how to reinforce my boundaries and let people know, you might think I'm a bitch, you might think I'm mean, but I'm really just doing this because I'm on a path to my happiness. And I'm on a path to setting clear boundaries, so our relationship doesn't get confused, or you think another way and it's really this way for me. I'm trying to be as clear, honest, and genuine as I can be, and loving as I can be. So, I mean, it's definitely a process. I know that Rome wasn't built in a day. I know it's not going to come overnight or anything. So, shoot, that's another thing I'm learning and taking in another space that I have found myself. Just being more patient, because, shoot, I just told y'all I was trying to do more than one thing at once. But that was me doing the podcast, because I don't know. I feel more at ease when I'm driving doing the podcast, or just when I'm in the car. Maybe I'll set up a station one day, who knows. But being more patient, it's definitely helped me. I used to be a person where I would be like, I gotta have it now, I need it, if I don't get it, I'm gonna have an attitude. But I've worked on myself, and I'm talking to myself, and I'm saying, hey, if you don't get it today, the store is open tomorrow. Chill. It's not that serious. It's going to get done. You're going to get to it. I mean, so I have to say stuff like that to myself, so I can be like, you know what? I need to chill. It's not that serious. I'm making a big deal out of something that it's not even worth it. It's going to get done. I'm going to get it. Whatever the case may be, I'm reassuring myself. And something that has helped me get in these spaces is just acknowledging me and bringing me to the forefront. And just, you know, I'm not trying to clean up no one else's backyard. I'm like, the best thing I can do for you and our relationship is make sure my shit is in order. That's the best thing I can do, and help you and support you and love you. But I've learned that you can't be in anyone else's backyard. You have to be in your yard cleaning up your mess. I feel like that's the only way that we can really work together and benefit from each other. If you in my yard and I'm in yours, you don't know how I clean up. You don't know what I need to get this in order. And if I'm in your space, and we're not properly communicating, or whichever way it is, if we're not properly communicating on how to properly help each other and what we need, then the help that we think we're giving is not going to be as effective. That's what I'm realizing. It's just really the best way to be, the best way to be the most effective with each other is being genuine and honest. And I know that's, I don't want to say it's hard, like everyone's out here being a liar, being fake, but it's definitely a challenge to get to that, to get to that space. To be authentic in you, it's a challenge. And if you're out there doing the work, I definitely commend you. And I see you. If you're listening to my podcast, or you need some words of encouragement, or you just need someone to talk to, you can always hit me up. You can always find me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm on Twitter now. You can always send your messages to ihavenoideapodcast90@gmail.com. And I can answer your question in the next podcast, or just address it. Who knows? But I wanted to end this podcast just by saying that I'm very, very thankful to everyone who has taken the time to listen to my podcast, or just, you know, just support me, or just send those messages that you listened to it and you needed it, or, you know, just words of encouragement. I really do appreciate y'all, because this was something that I wanted to do and I was scared to do. I didn't know if it was going to come off lame. I didn't know if it was going to come off just, you know, anything but positive. And the response I've gotten has been so positive, and I'm just looking forward to go nowhere but up from here. I mean, who knows, it might be a vlog next, it might be you know, live podcasting. I'm just excited, and I'm just so blessed, and it's been an amazing year, and I'm excited to see what next year has to offer. I mean, in my affirmation book, I'm always writing down I'm receiving of blessings and wealth. So I know they're coming. I'm a little nervous and excited, but I know they're coming. And I hope whoever's listening to this, I hope you and your loved ones are continuously blessed, and you receive nothing but prosperity and abundance in the new year. As well as getting and receiving anything you need to achieve your goals and dreams. So, again, thanks you guys. I hope you all like the podcast. And do me a favor and share it. Tell your folks about it. And Happy New Year. Bye.